On the banks of the Sea of Galilee today, an observance of the third anniversary of the Oslo Accords that began the Middle East peace process. Representatives from Norway, the PLO, and the former Israeli government were there. The meeting was ignored by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Palestinian officials say it's another sign that the Netanyahu government is not committed to the peace process. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
3 years ago today, the world was stunned when Israel and the PLO announced they had secretly negotiated an agreement for mutual recognition and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and Jericho. The agreement was signed on the White House lawn a month later. Then Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, and PLO leader Yasser Arafat shared the Nobel Peace Prize. Today, the Israelis and Palestinians involved in the months of secret negotiations facilitated by Norwegian officials got together to celebrate. Yossi Bailin, one of the architects of the agreement, says that day 3 years ago started something new.
August 19 was a very important day 3 years ago. We changed the face of the region. We changed something in the world. In many aspects, it is irreversible. In some aspects, dangers are still around. There is an opposition to this process.
Bailin seemed to be referring to extremist Palestinian groups that carried out a series of suicide bombings that killed 63 people in February and March. Those attacks are believed to be the key factor that led to an election victory by Israel's hardline Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by less than 1 percentage point. Netanyahu has repeatedly said his government is committed to the agreements between Israel and the PLO. But today, there was no government representative at the ceremony because, as one official told the Reuters news agency, quote, it's not our agreement. Palestinians say they're beginning to feel as if it's not theirs either. After 2 months in office, Netanyahu has yet to meet Arafat, a move Palestinians say attempts to delegitimize their leadership. And the new government has not taken any concrete steps to fulfill the agreement. Arafat today complained that Israel has yet to withdraw its troops from parts of Hebron as promised. Arafat said if the withdrawal doesn't happen soon, he fears for the future of the peace process. At the same time, Israel's interior minister announced a new plan to annex dozens of communities to Jerusalem, including several Jewish settlements in the West Bank. He has not yet presented the plan to the government, which also recently lifted a freeze on expanding settlements. Netanyahu today was in South Lebanon, where he warned the radical Hezbollah against attacking Israel. Recently, there have been reports that Hezbollah has acquired new long-range Katyusha rockets, which could hit large areas of northern Israel.
If anyone deludes themselves that they could fire at will at Israeli civilians in the north of Israel or in the lower Galilee, and that Israel would not take very, very powerful action in response, that would be a very dangerous delusion indeed.
Netanyahu has also said Israel will not withdraw from the Golan Heights, in effect making a peace deal with Syria impossible. A leading Israeli analyst yesterday warned that position significantly increases the risk of war with Syria. Israelis and Palestinians said they came together today to mark how far the peace process has come in 3 years. Israel and the PLO have ended decades of war, and most Palestinians now rule themselves. But a long-term agreement is still far away. And those who worked out the first PLO-Israel agreement worry it could be even further away with the new Israeli government. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.